everyone. My name is Kendall Perkins, and you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. Before we start today's show, I'm going to start you all off with a quick PSA.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
All right, thank you for listening to that quick PSA. So I would like to thank you all for tuning into my show for this next hour. This land is our land. You all missed me last week. I was a little busy with work, so I ended up handing my show off. Hopefully you all were able to enjoy that still. I originally had planned to do this show last week, a sort of belated Black History Month episode for the first week of March. So I guess now it's an extra belated Black History Month episode. But I really just wanted to focus on, because I feel like with some of the folk music I've played before, it's really been focused on like sort of very traditional, like what people think of when they think of folk music, you know, the banjo, that kind of thing. But the whole thing about folk music is that it really doesn't have a standard like sound across all genres. So I wanted to sort of explore what that might sound like for a different group. So there are a lot of very classic, very famous Black artists on here. I'm very excited. I would say the way this episode's gonna go, I would say for the first half is probably a lot of like old classic artists, Nina Simone, Tracy Chapman, Etta James, that kind of thing. And then towards the end of the show, we'll still be playing some of like that older like Motown kind of music, but also I have some more recent Black artists that have a little bit more of a contemporary sound. So yeah, I think today's show will be a really good one. I really enjoyed putting this together. Let's see, what should I start with? I will start with, this song is actually on my playlist for the year. I like to do a yearly playlist, so 2026. I will start us off with Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman.
Make me change my mind. take away my life. I just want someone to hold me.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. Can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
So the song we just finished was probably a song you'll recognize, but it's I'd Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone. I would also just like to say, I know I said I would start with some older stuff, and then I played Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman, which came out in the 90s. Didn't really think about that one. That's not what I meant when I said older. When I'm talking about older, I mean like 60s and 70s. Yeah, I Put a Spell on You, very, very well known. I can't imagine anyone who hasn't heard that song. I don't feel like I went like the most niche with this episode, but classics are classics for a reason. So moving on to our next one, I probably won't do much talking because I've got a lot of music I'd like to play. We'll play next, let's see, I'll play I'd Rather Go Blind by Etta James. This is another song that I really like. I have it on my yearly playlist as well, and I've really been enjoying it. Yeah, so we'll start with I'd Rather Go Blind by Etta James.
Place and time.
Right.
Oh, yes, he is.
Right by his side.
Now I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
World is his and hers alone.
He kept dreaming. Ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
A superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
So that second song after I'd Rather Go Blind by Etta James was Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Love that song. If anyone has watched Modern Family, there's a really funny, I think it's at the end of the episode where all the kids sing this song, and I always just remember that scene, but it's such a good song. It's really fun to listen to. Yeah, so now we'll be moving on, still kind of doing the classics with A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, and then I have a little Aretha Franklin for you after all that. So enjoy.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a
long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
hey, what?
So that second song I just played for you all, After a Change is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, was Son of a Preacher Man by Aretha Franklin. I did kind of want to avoid, like, the obvious Aretha Franklin songs, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, obviously. But I was listening in the studio, because it plays out loud. I was really moved by Sam Cooke's voice. He sounded really, really good in that song. Just the vocals on all these artists are really incredible. Now, we're sort of moving into a little more contemporary music. So next for you, I have, let's see. Okay, Born Under a Bad Sign by Big Mama Thornton. And then after that, Death Comes a Knocking by Ruthie Foster. And then after those two songs, I have a couple, I think, special songs that deserve a little explanation, so I've set a little bit of time aside for that. But for now, please enjoy our first song, Born Under a Bad Sign.
you know that. Oh, you know that. You know that death came a knocking on my mother's door, singing, come on, mother, ain't you ready to go? And my mother stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shouted, hallelujah, done, done my duty, got on my traveling shoes. Death came a knocking on my sister's door, singing, come on, sister, ain't ya ready to go? And my sister stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shouted, hallelujah, done, done my duty, got on my traveling shoes. Hey, 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 hey. You know that death came knocking on my brother's door, singing, come on, brother, ain't ya ready to go? And my brother stooped down, buckled up his shoes, and he moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then he shouted, hallelujah, done, done my duty, got on my traveling shoes. And oh, when death came a knocking on my neighbor's door, singing,
so we just finished up with Death Comes a Knocking by Ruthie Foster. And so the next two songs I'm going to play, I'm actually skipping forward ahead. I've been trying to roughly play the songs chronologically, just going by what our program says, like when they were released and everything. But I wanted to make sure I had the time to explain these next two songs I'm going to play before I play them. So the first of the two is called Tennessee Rise, and it's by a group called the Tennessee Freedom Singers. And the interesting thing about this is it's not a solely black group. It's a collection of over 30 Americana country artists that came together and recorded protest songs. The reason why I picked this song is because it has Allison Russell is one of the members in it. As long as actually other names you might recognize from earlier shows, Brandi Carlile, Emmy Lou Harris, that kind of thing. But I wanted to do this because this song is really, really good, and sort of that protest theme, it really fits in. And then after that, I'm playing a song, Kusheba Kusheba, by our Native Daughters, which actually, again, features Allison Russell, as well as Layla McCalla and Rhiann Giddens. And This song was about one of Alison Russell's ancestors who she found out about recently, like within the past couple years. And it's an ode to her Ghanaian ancestor who came here, brought by the slave trade and was enslaved. And it's a really beautiful song. It's about, you know, about slavery, about what she suffered, but it's asking, like, who is she now, and like, where is she now, and sort of the kind of the grief behind not really having that connection with your ancestor. You know, this is someone who Alison Russell just recently found out about, but she was really moved, and so she decided to make this song. So we will be starting with Tennessee Rise by the Tennessee Freedom Fighters.
She's yeah, she's Harriet Tubman. Could we be babies? I should just
Hello, California morning. Hello, Mississippi dawn. Tennessee rise, sleep out of your eyes. Goodbye, tomorrow never comes. How you wanna ride this wave? Depends what frequency you're on. Go and make yourself known. Tomorrow knows their own. Go and make yourself known. Tomorrow knows their own. Tomorrow knows their own. Tomorrow knows their
Kashiba, Kashiba, Yafina, Yafina, how does your spirit fly? Bloody old blood, only old bone, by the grace of your strength we have. Take your lights. Kashiba, Kashiba, you're free now, you're free now. How does your spirit fly? Bloody old blood, born in your bone, by the grace of your strength, we have life. Your children founded generations. Your strength sustained them.
they won their freedom, trace their roots to find your way. Kashima, Kashima, you're free now, you're free now.
So that most recent song was Kashima Kashima by, again, Our Native Daughters. I think a really impactful song, very beautiful, mournful. And now I'm going to play the song that actually starts off this whole playlist. I really just wanted to kind of center a song or a show around this song, and so this kind of worked out. It is a little different from the other ones we've been playing, but it is Pale Pale Moon from Sinners. I actually watched Sinners maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe a little longer than that. But the movie is, in fact, as good as everyone says, but I was really, really, I found the soundtrack to be so incredible. I chose Pale Pale Moon off of it because I think that's sort of one of, not lesser known necessarily, but one that isn't played as much. So yeah, we have Pale Pale Moon, and then I think after that I'll probably play a song by the Carolina Chocolate Drops, which is a very popular black folk band. So yeah, so now we have Pale Pale Moon.
Mm-hmm. like I hear them.
Till the morning dove, sing my song when the day is done.
Sister stayed in Eden. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. A hard life of working with nothing much to show. A long life leaving with nowhere to go. And the mockingbird can sing like the cry of a dove, and I can't tell my daughters all the things.
just wanted to thank everyone for listening to my show tonight. I have one more song to wrap it up for you all, and it is called Grinning in Your Faces by Amethyst Kien. Came out in 2013, so it's a little older, but a good one to end off with, and it'll take us right up to the end of our show. So I just wanted to say, again, thanks for listening to This Land Is Our Land, and I will see you all next week.
Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't bet it's mine, a true friend. They jump you up and down, spin you round and round. Soon as your back is turned, they try to crush you down. So don't bet it's mine, a true friend's hard to find. So don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Don't bet it's mine, a true friend's hard to find. So don't mind people grinning in your face. Your mama will talk about you.